Okay, I was going to do something TH here. The previous one, I don't know if I said TH meant Cosmos or said Cosmos or meant TH. Mixing up here. Anyway. Just had a discussion with a friend of mine today. Well, I realize that today is an honorable memorial day, that of the departure of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, one of the most interesting, in my view, philosophers of the 19th and early 20th century in India. And then that good old friend of mine just drops in by coincidence or on purpose, I don't know. And we sit and talk for a while. And the thing is that he is a professor specialized in said Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So, yep, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. But what we were talking about that I want to share with you here today is the very purpose and meaning of this channel. Or maybe it's a podcast, I don't even know. And I don't even care. Because this is just a few of us trying to make some videos telling stories about reality as seen from inside and out, from the soul out into the world, and asking us how can we do it right? So that we are happy, each and every one of us, and socially. Peace, love, and all that, which some people laugh at today, which I think is a kind of alarming sign. The cynicism, you know, there is no peace, there is no love, there is no happiness, there is no meaning. Because when you stand there saying that and believing in that, then, well, might find yourself standing just at the edge there. Close to that plunge down into darkness and cynicism. And yes, what comes with it? Selfishness, frustration, hatred, illusion, madness, disease. Well, you know, I'm not talking here, trying to sound dystropic or misanthropic or something like that, but I have friends and learned to know people throughout my life who as it seems to me, took that plunge. And the one you meet then is not a happy person. It's a darky. But you know, there's a light there within. So wherever you are, and wherever you find yourself now, we, including myself, the speaker here, if you want to take hold of that light in there, and make it grow and shine more and more in your life, and share that with friends around you, then you come to the right channel. What happened today was that the theme for this channel was revealed, or maybe at least for a playlist or podcast here, something like colonialism and Dharma, or maybe rather from colonialism to Dharma. Yeah, that's good. Maybe even create a podcast called that. This is then residing on this channel. Because that's really what we will look at here. The world. Well, we will also look at ourselves, me, you, within, and the inside. But we will look out on what's going on outside there in the world. And that's what's going to do in this podcast. From colonialism to Dharma. And what it means. Why that title is chosen. Great pomp and fanfare is this. In order to understand the world situation today, and I'm talking then the social stuff, you know, the people, humans and animals, and you know, all of us living here today, and why we find the world the way it is and feel the way we do, happy or not happy with the way the world is and our role in it, we need to take a look back into history. You know, when this is spoken, there are wars, strange wars. This is the end of 2024. With some desperate government clinging on to some imaginary empiric power over the world. Until the next emperor comes in and may bereave them of that power. It's a very strange time we have here. And it may, depending on when you where you are, be different, difficult to understand and see properly, get a clear view of what's actually going on in the world. Because today many of us get that view, or try to get that view, by looking at screens. With nice moving images and sound and all that on them. We're nice people who happen to be the owners of bodies of the owners of those that make those images we see on the screens are telling us. Where things are at, what the world is, who's good, who is bad, and of course they are the good. So they are telling us who's the bad one today. What is reality and what is not? What is fake news and what is misinformation? And what is truth and reality and good? But you know, then we learn about wars here, wars there, where they are involved, big powers today. And you know, when there is a war situation, which I think we should accept and learn to see, and of course hope that it doesn't turn worse to bring more suffering on people on the planet. It's enough already. You don't want that, which people, ordinary people in Ukraine, have had to endure for the past couple of years. You don't want a life there in countries in the Middle East where explosives are raining down upon your houses, thrown by some strange enemies which you hardly even know they are. You know, there's got to be an end to it. We've got to say stop to all this. At least not join it and support it by our actions. And we can refuse to cooperate with that which we don't find right. So just sending our children out and our husbands, such as in Ukraine, to die in reckless, crazy, absurd wars, which are, and that truth will come out. It's, you know, it's stupid. They believe we are so stupid. They can make us not see that. But there are business interests behind it. It's this usual old story, power, profits. I'm going to be the emperor. No, I'm going to be. No. Therefore, I'm not going to send my brave soldiers to defeat you. And there we are, ordinary people who don't have anything against the people of that other country, but now we're just brainwashed to hate them. And that our only purpose in life, if we are honest to God, patriots, servants of our great leaders, is to just sacrifice our lives for that, to kill those others. It's so ridiculous when you think of it. So, but why is this going on? Well, you know, generally because that's the way propaganda is designed. I mean, you don't need to learn university level of, you know, it's enough with propaganda 101. Find some book and learn about it. It's good for you. You know, the most basic thing, the good and the bad. Look, we are the good. We all know we are the good, right? Look at there over there. It's the bad one. Hitler mustache. Can you see it? Hate him, hate him, hate him. We're going to kill him and all the people in his country if it's needed, if they support him. You know, or whatever they say, regime change, that's generally the way nowadays. Special operation and then poof, yeah, I'm going to put a good one there. Not one of those puppets of that bad, the bad nation. Anyway, all that. So we should expect that, and we've got it, right? The good and the bad, hate that one, and just whatever, believe us, trust us, support us, die for us. If we ask you to, because we are the good ones, so of course. But you know, things are more complicated and bigger than that. Trust us on that. And this is what we're going to show here. And a good way to show it is to simply look at history and put one and one together, a little piece of the puzzle to the other one, and see how it became the way it is. And one of the key words here, because we won't take it further back, and it gets too complicated, is, yep, colonialism. Which is, we will of course get more into it here as we go along, basically a form of parasitic behavior. Parasite modes of nourishing oneself, or thievery, whatever you want to call it. Thievery is basically parasitic. In other words, rather than me tilling the ground, finding some ground and growing my food and harvesting it and so on, or producing my own abundance by my own honest to God work, I will force or trick whatever other people in other countries to do the work for me, to produce those goods. On their land and their mines, and then take it from them. And they will belong to me. You know, cattle. But probably when we look at colonialism, even worse treatment and how one treats cattle. And if you don't believe me, then if you dare, follow here and we will see. Looking at countries like Africa, for instance. But you know, yes, just being strong, tough, with sharp weapons and claws, and look how much juice we can squeeze out of these people and these nations. Life juice, life force, all the energy we can take from them. And yes, they sit there on the streets now starving, their children looking like skeletons. That's because they are weak, primitive, poorly evolved. Sorry, but that's how nature is. You have read your Darwin, haven't you? Survival of the fittest. This is the proof. You see, well, I guess some would shout conspiracy theory as we go along here, but you know, there is something called conspiracy, and it didn't disappear when they invented that word and said it with that kind of disgust. But what it is that we'll have to learn to see what's real and what's not. What are real conspiracies and what are imagined, paranoid constructs? And I think that we can call, and rightly so, colonialism a conspiracy. Greatest conspiracy ever. And as now, today, more than half of this planet planet would probably agree with a conspiracy by the global north on the global south, which is now standing up saying sorry. Thanks, but no thanks. Here, but no further. Now we'll take care of ourselves. And well, you know, karma is a bitch, as they say. And we should, of course, not be surprised if those people whose life our countries have sucked out for hundreds of years, if they now want to come here and take something back. One way or other, another. So, the way I see it, looking at the world here, from inside looking out, there are, and it always seems to be, two possible options and directions at this crossroads which life is full of. One is chaos, conflicts, suffering, war, terrorism, poverty, among people who choose to fight rather than cooperate. Conflicting about the disagreements rather than cooperating around the agreements. And the other side, and who is the other side? That's the side of Dharma, and what Dharma is, we're gonna learn here. But Dharma is simply the way nature works. And when you follow that way, the natural way of life, then you will be happy. We will be happy. Yep. This is it for now, and if you want to follow this train, or shall we say, path through the forest, then all you have to do is to click on subscribe down there. And why not make your own channel too and put the link down here in comments? Because here we share the good news. At least that's what we can do. And if you like this, just know that we who make these little videos, become happy, fulfilled, and see our meaning in life if you click on the like button. And if you share this and recommend it to your friends, such as with other things you like and find good on media out here, to as many people as you can, then we can together create not viral but wildfire effects where good news spread like the wind. So I'm trying to do my share and take my responsibility of sharing the good stuff. How about you? Are responsible. No. Our responsibility as citizens. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.